Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
to sing. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Nick Barbara Smith, and to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, and to all of the ABM family, to our international partners, and to our local partners. Good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the mud and the miry clay. As we bow down before the throne of God, we see. Giving him the praise, giving him the honor and the thanks for all of his mighty acts. We thank him. It was him this morning that woke us up, started us on our way, blessed and took us throughout the day. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, God, what a mighty God you are on today. Oh, as we look around, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place on today. So God, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your care. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for you being God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you for everything, watching everything today. God, as you take us through and take us a little bit higher in you, in the name of Jesus. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning. Good afternoon to you, Pastor Smith, and God bless you.
Yes, good evening.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, ominous, yes, I know how, God. First, giving you the honor. Who's truly the head of my life? Just giving you thanks for this sake. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple. And I give honor to you, Pastor Smith. And I give honor to Pastor Elect Barbara Smith, and to each and everyone at ABM Ministry, and everyone that's tuned in today. Father God, in the name of Jesus. As we come to you once more, God, to the throne of thanksgiving, God, just thanking you just for another day's journey. God, thank you for breathing down on us, God, keeping us from this morning to this part. So we just say thank you this afternoon, God. We thank you, God, that you are mighty good, God. We come to glorify your name, God, and to give you all the honor and the praise in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up our you once more to you, Heavenly Father. We pray, God, that you continue to shield them and protect them, God. and the going and the comings in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up every sick and shattering vessel this afternoon in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, once more I lift up the Mumford family up to you, God, the Davis family, God, the Weems family, and the Jackson family in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because by your stripes you said we were healed, God. So let us, God, the one that's needing a prayer, God, and the body is afflicted, oh, God, let us begin to stand on your word, God. Stand on it. Believe it. Oh, thank on it. Walk in it in the name of Jesus. It is so. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we just thank you, God, for being a mind regulator for us all today, God. That heart fixed in the name of Jesus, God. Well, God, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God. When we don't know what to do, God, let us just stand still. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for working every situation out, God. We thank you, God, because you're still working miracles, wonders, and signs in the name of Jesus this day, God. Oh, God, we thank you because we know what you're doing, God, in these last and evil days, God. You're showing people who you are, Hadamoshe, God. We realize, God, the sentiment, he don't realize it about saying so many words. They have to see for their own self with their natural eyes, God. But we thank you for spiritual eyes, God, in the name of Jesus, God. They shall see, God, that you are gone all by yourself, God. They shall see the sick raised out from the dead. In the name of Jesus, it's going to my son now. God, we thank you today, God. We lift up every nation to you in the name of Jesus, God. We all need prayer, standing in the need of prayer, God. One thing, somebody needs a prayer for one thing, and somebody else another, God, but you know our needs, God. So I ask that you touch the little boat, God, and fulfill our needs in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray today, God, let us continue to push right now, but before, God, we pray, God, little boat, let us walk and not be weary and well doing in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us walk in your faith, God. Let us realize, God, by your faith, little boat, God, that's how things are beginning to perform by the faith of Jesus Christ. Hold on to your faith. Don't let go. If he said he's going to do it, O'Shea, I don't care if it's a month or a year, just hold on to it. It will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up every mother that it is today, God. Natural mother, O'Shea, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We lift them up to you, God. Oh, God, we ask that you comfort them, God. And most of all, if they're not saved, God, draw them near to you. Save and deliver and set free, God. Oh, God, where they can begin to love on their babies, God. Oh, the most, God. Where they can just hold them in their loving arms and rock them and let them know everything's going to be all right in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, let them hold on to them, God. Let the mothers begin to holler out, cry out to Jesus for their babies. Don't give up on them. Just constantly pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you today, God, because we realize, God, single women's everywhere, God. They're searching for love in the wrong place, Lord, oh, God. Oh, but we come today to let them know Jesus is the one. Jesus is the first, Lord, oh, God. If you get a counter with Jesus Christ, Lord, oh, God, and the Spirit is the Lord, oh, yes, Lord. They will know what real love is, Lord, oh, and Jesus is the Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God, for everything that you have done from us, God. We thank you for the littlest to the smart, the biggest, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for accompanying us, God, in the wee hours, God. All of us, when we're going through, don't know which way to turn, God. Oh, God, but we thank you, Jesus, out of our sin, that you came in for us, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every marriage couple that it is once more, God. We pray, God, that you keep our marriage covered, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to keep peace in our home, God. Love in our home, in the name of Jesus, God, and keep us in unity of praying, God, for one another, God. Let us begin to just hold hands, bow down, and begin to pray for the nation. Begin to pray for the ones that don't They just don't know what to do with themselves, God. Let us begin to pray for the ones, God, that have hatred in their heart, God. Let us begin to love on them, God. Let your love flow on them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, all about you, God, your people everywhere need you, God. I need you. God. I pray, God, that you continue to strengthen me on this journey, God, because I must make it into the kingdom. No matter what it takes, God. Somebody else out of the hand of the Moshe ought to be begin to praise God. Somebody else out of the Moshe. Somebody else out there ought to begin to say, yes, Lord, it's me too. I'm standing in the need of prayer. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I say, have your way today, God. Have your way even when the mother comes forward with the word, God. Have your way, God. We can't do nothing without you, but we realize we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us in the mighty name of Jesus. God, move us out the way, God, and you come in, have your way, God. Oh, the God will be yelling. I know the most. A yelling devil just for you to use. I know the most. Just for your glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this day, God. We pray, God, to touch every mind, every heart today. In the name of Jesus, God, let them know that you love them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let your perfect will be done, God. These things we ask this afternoon in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord God. Amen. We thank you, Lord. And God, we praise you. We glorify you right now. We magnify your holy name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, send your Holy Spirit down, that it will come in the name of Jesus. And Lord, move on every area, Lord God, of this corporate prayer that the mother laid down on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, touch right now, internationally, nationally, and locally, in the name of Jesus. So much is going on, Lord God. So, God, we need you to bring everything in alignment by your Holy Spirit, by your movement, by your anointing, oh, God. Do it right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Do it right now, Lord Jesus, by your
Lord.
Blood. And we're going to thank you. And we're going to praise you, Holy Spirit of the living God. For we can do nothing without you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now. Every heart, every man, every thought process, Lord God. Whatever, Lord God, we desire, we, Father God. God, you are the one that will make it happen. And we speak blessings right now, Lord God, in every area of the corporate prayer, in the name of Jesus. So have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your perfect way. Send down your holy anointing upon us, your people, right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of
oh,
Jesus.
Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and God, we're going to thank you. We're going to praise
Lord.
You. Because
yes,
of who
Lord.
You are. The author and the finisher of our faith. In Jesus'
Lord.
Name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, it's Bible study time.
Amen.
Amen. And right now, we're going to bring on one. Ooh, glory. We don't know if she's going to do a drive-by or a sit-down.
Amen.
But one thing about it, she's going to bring us the Word of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That is our own Mother Helen Walker.
Amen.
A.K.A. Mother O.G. God
Amen.
Bless you on today, Mother O.G. You
Amen.
Got the word.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless
Amen.
You, Mother Jackson. Oh, what a wonderful day it is. God woke us up one more time.
Amen.
Lord, in our right mind, as the old folks say. Hey,
yes.
Didn't have no doubt. This morning when I rose, Lord, I didn't have no doubt. Because I know the Lord will make a way. I know the Lord will keep me day by day. First, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I give honor to my pastor, Temple Spencer, First Lady, LaKeisha Spencer, Pastor James Smith, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to the deacons, the mothers, the praise teams, all of the other ministers, everybody that make up ADM family, to everyone else under the sound of my voice in the United States, locally, Buckhead High Rise, Jacksonville, Florida. Oh, we thank God for all of the listeners everywhere, overseas, wherever my voice is heard. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, you know, today I heard Nina Simone used to sing a song about strange fruit. And I've been had that strange anointing on me like it carried me back in the old days when I used to hear my mother walk through the house and sing this old song. But I'm pressing on the upward way. New height I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm upward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. And it said, Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. And that should be all of our story today. It's planting your feet on higher ground.
Amen.
Today we're going to talk about in the meantime and meanwhile and for the time being.
Yes.
What do you do in the meantime? The meantime means you waiting for something you've been expecting to happen.
Amen.
That's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
That patience wears thin. Long-suffering wears thin. And you tend to want to try to solve problems yourself. Do you know we have an overwhelming victory? It's ours through Christ who loved us. And I'm going to be pivoting around some of the scriptures in Romans, the 8th chapter. And, you know, everyone has problems. The only people who don't are the ones in the cemeteries. But the matter of fact is, don't let the problem have you. And the real problem is, how do you handle your problem? Often, we do try to solve our problem with our own power. How can you tell when you're doing that? You ever just walked around, just feel tired all the time? Like the guy said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Or some people say, just about the time I try to make ends meet, somebody moves to end. We say things like, I'm doing okay under the circumstances. Well, I ask you this question. What are you doing under them? Someone has said that circumstances are like a mattress. If you're on top, you rest easy. But if you go up underneath, you suffocate. What is the answer? Take your focus off of the problem and put it on God's promise. Here's one of them, and I'm going to be coming from Romans 8:28-37 verse. And we know, in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who has been called according to his purpose. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Did he not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all? How will he not also alone graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, hardness, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm convinced neither death, nor life, neither angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, and that is in Christ Jesus. With that being said, when he talks about that you more than a conqueror, what do you think that means? Paul said, we are more than the conquerors. To fight your battle, to be more of a conqueror, you win a battle without having to fight. Jesus fights on your behalf. He does it in you, through you, and make you more than a conqueror. What do you do in the meantime? The meantime means you waiting on something that you have been expecting to happen. You waiting on your breakthrough. You suddenly lost your dark job or a loved one, broken relationship. So what do? We offer up our prayers to God. We can change our attitude toward the problem. That's what it means when I say, in the meanwhile, this is what we do. We pray and offer up our prayers and our requests to God. Does that mean a 30-second prayer will rid you of your anxiety? No. It means start your day with prayer. Continue to pray off and on throughout the day. Pray as you drive. Pray at work. Pray before your lunch break. Pray when you get in a difficult phone call. Pray when you're disappointed by something. Pray when surprises come, when the triumph comes. Pray in the midst of it. Pray in the midst of painful news. Pray without ceasing. You know, God just loves for us to bring our problems to him.
Yes,
sometimes you need to just get affirmations. Deuteronomy 31:6 say, be strong and of God's courage. Fear not. The Lord will not fail you or forsake you. And he tells you also in Isaiah, keep your mind, those who keep their mind on Jesus will keep you in perfect peace. And one of the main things that all of us should keep in our mind is Proverbs 6:3. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. So what in the meantime? But in the meanwhile, follow these directions. And in the meantime, God will always answer prayer. You can change your attitude toward your problems. Rejoice in the Lord. I say again, rejoice. I would like to read you a little something about attitude. They said this young lady named Cheryl continually complained that she didn't make enough money, couldn't afford the things she wanted, therefore wasn't going to amount to anything. Her counselor said, you're wasting your energy complaining instead of using it to get ahead. Cheryl countered, you don't understand. The job is the problem, not me. The counselor said your low-paying job may be a problem and your boss may demand too much. But when you continually upset, you causing more harm to either you and your boss. What can I do? The counselor said you can control your boss. You can't control the boss or the job, but you control how you feel about it. Change your attitude. Cheryl took his advice. When she stopped whining about life, people noticed. She got a promotion with her new job status. She was more marketable. Within several months, she was transferred to a position with higher pay and a more supportive boss. Good things happen to people with a good attitude. And your attitude is something you can choose regardless of circumstances. Paul wrote, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Where was Paul when he wrote this? In prison. Who was Paul writing to? People outside the prison. Why did he repeat himself and say again? Again, I will say rejoice. Because we forget and lapse back into negativity so quickly. True joy is inside that job, not subject to people on the outside situation. Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you that my joy might remain in you and your joy might be full. Isn't that just like us? Isn't that like us to complain and whine? Do we not know that we have an advocate with the Father, that whatever we ask in his name, he will do it? If you have a clean and sincere heart, he says when you stay praying, you have to be forgive people or whatever they've done to you. You can't whine about persecution. You can't whine about something that look at you strange. Change your attitude. And in the time, and what will I say unto these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Isn't that just good to know that when you go through your, in the meantime, just be getting your meanwhile, and that means continue to pray. And for the time being, we're going to always trust God. We're going to always lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to always wait for the manifestation of his promises, because if he said it, he will do it. If it's healing, he will come. If it doesn't come, he say his grace is sufficient for you. And I still like to walk around ADM just for a few minutes. When I look at Pastor Smith, who had what do you do in the meantime? What did he do? In the meanwhile, he kept on praying. He kept on looking to the hills which could come as all his help. And his companion who stood by his side, she said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And when you look around at our apostle and first lady, do you think they not go through? But they keep lifting their eyes to the hills which cometh their help. All of their help cometh from the Lord. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord don't slumber and he don't sleep. So for the time being, let us trust God. Let us believe in him. He is a restorer, and he's a water of those who diligently seek him. Wait on God. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So don't complain about you're in the meantime. Just rest in the meanwhile and for the time being. And that is know that God loves you and he cares for you. And like I told you, Lord, lift me up, let me stand. The Lord plant my feet on higher ground. That should be every saint of God's song. Press toward the upward way. Gain heights every day. Pray as you onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I hope something I have said has encouraged you. Be not weary in well-doing, because you'll reach if you faint not. It's no time to faint. It's time to move up a little higher. Ask God to plant your feet. Let's go out in the year with a bang, like the prophets say. And I leave you with this little quote. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really do. Stop to look at fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I live through this horror. I can take the next thing that come along. So don't wrestle with what to do in the meantime. Just rest in the meanwhile and for the time being. And that's just trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. I love you. And back in the hands of Pastor Smith.
Amen. Amen, Mother OG.
Amen.
Praise God. In the meantime, amen. All things work together for the good to those that love the Lord.
Amen.
Now we turn things over to our own pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Hey, God bless everyone. God bless everyone. How is everyone doing this evening?
Doing this great, Apostle.
We are blessed.
We just give God the glory and we give God the praise, who is the head of our life. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, we can, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. You know,
amen. He is good, Pastor Smith, and I just thank God. You know, Mother was bringing up some key points, and I just want to reiterate, you know, some of the key points, you know, and I just want to, I'm going to use things as testimonies that was already spoken, that is already out there. Just bring you all into this point. I'm going to try to do my best not to hoop for at least 30 seconds, because I don't want to. I want you to catch it because it's position. And one thing that Mother Helen was teaching on tonight, she's really, my God, she's really prophetically teaching on the position. But God's been prophesizing where to think of God, where we need to be, for we can begin to get results and get success in our spiritual life and also in our natural life. I want to just show you something, reiterate it. She used Pastor Smith for instance, amen. And Pastor Smith gave many of us our testimony, his testimony, and what God is doing. And God is doing many of things. Watch this, saints of God. And Pastor Smith could testify this. Through all that he was going through, that if he put any attention on haters or any attention on what people, persecution, people got to say, or all kinds of other foolishness, and without putting his focus on what God is taking him and what God is doing to him, I'm truly sure he could testify where he at right now to be able to bring the word of God to each and every one of us with prayer and with all sincereness. He probably wouldn't be able to do that. Amen? Because if he had to stay focused, let's talk about our very own Deacon Elect Joe. You know, we hear him. If you understand what his testimony about his stroke and what he done been through in the situation, even there was time where haters did try to come. But guess what? If he put his time on the naysayer, if he put his focus on the he-sayer, he won't be able to be in that point where he's at right now where to give a testimony of what good God is doing. Amen? Let me talk about my spiritual children. My God, they got a testimony to where they just now moved into the house that got built from the ground up. Imagine if they was listening to negativity and listen to haters. Imagine if they stay focused on what people had to say and the negativity and what people is trying to do. My God, I don't believe that they're going to be in a position where they are right now. Even though the haters did come, even though the naysayers and the liars did come, if they wasn't rooted or planted or steadfast, it surely could have took them away. And what they're experiencing, what they're rejoicing, they probably wouldn't be able to rejoice in it right now. I said that to say this, saints of God. It comes to a time to where you got to disconnect from your haters, disconnect from your enemies, disconnect from the nation, disconnect from the liars, because God got a blessing with your name on it, and you are not going to be able to get to the place of God and get to the success that God has for you if you keep worrying about the negativity, you keep worrying about liars, you keep worrying about broke people trying to bring you in the life and trying to bring you down along with them. At the end of the day, let me tell you, can I tell you all a secret? I'm going to tell you a secret. If people got their attention on you, you best believe they are not progressing in life. Because when you're dealing with people that is progressing in life, like Pastor Smith, Piccolo Les Joe, and our spiritual children, they too busy focused on the situation they are in. They don't have time to focus on any kind of foolishness because they are fighting for their life. They are praying for the mark of the high calling. Saints of God, when you begin to position yourself not with the enemy foolishness and not with what people say or what people do, you put your mind on Christ, you put your mind on God, and let me tell you, ain't nothing they could do, because at the end of the day, wherever a person put their attention and put their focus in, that's where their treasure lies. Let me tell you something, saints of God, you stay focus on God. And if anybody want to look at you sideways or walkways, you got to believe that's somebody I don't want to hear in the first place, because your focus is in me, not in what you're supposed to be doing. So therefore, that lets me know you are an assignment for the adversary, not an assignment from God. So therefore, I need to disconnect. Saints of God, we are going into a season and we are positioned in a place where success for the whole body of Christ is going to be at arm reach, and I want you to receive this success, but the enemy ain't going to want you to do. So, in other words, you need to dismantle all thought process, all mentality, for God can bring you into a place of newness. I don't know about you, as what the word was said this morning, I'm ready to go into my manifestation. I'm ready to walk into, I got the information and revelation. Now we are ready to walk into manifestation, and you cannot walk into manifestation. It's just like a woman giving birth. A woman giving birth, they ain't caring about what you don't have to say about them. They ain't caring about, they too busy pushing that baby out. They
it's going to be busy. Paul, my God, pushing out success. You pushing out love. You pushing out light. You pushing out every living thing that God can put in your life. I feel the Holy Ghost. Saints of God, come on. Let's get to the place. Let's get to the place to understand that being focused, what God has for us, being focused on the revelation, so we can get ready to produce the manifestation. My God Almighty, you're going to see a blessed thing. Let me tell you something. If men first ready to focus on all that foolishness or anything that came that up, we won't be successful like we are right now. We will not be having what God can bless us with, what we have right now. And I'm telling you right now, it's for you, you, and especially it's for you. I want to ask this question before I pass it over. Are you ready to walk in a place of success? Are you ready to stop? Are you ready to get off the floor praying about it? You ready to be about it? Are you ready to walk into a place of financial freedom? Are you ready to see your life change, my God, for the better? Are you ready to receive the prayers that you are laying up? You're going to see them manifest in your life. I got a question for each and every one of you. Are you ready for what God already is doing and what God is getting ready to do? Are you ready? And if you say yes, I got one more thing for you. Stay focused. God bless you.
Better
you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Prophetic word coming forth off of the message from our mother. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes. Yes.
Are you ready to receive what God has for you? Amen. Well,
amen.
We hope that y'all got this. Amen. Out of all that, praise God. I know I did. Amen. We thank God for our pastor. We thank God for our mother, OG. And we thank God for our own mother, Jackson. Amen. Praise God on tonight. And we thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. Because without you, we wouldn't be. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for you. Come on.
Amen.
Amen. We're coming into agreement. Amen. That we move into a new era in a new time in the Lord Christ. Get ready, and get ready. We thank you. God bless
you.
Come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. where our own decision is going to come.
Amen.
Tell somebody that God loves them, and so do you. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you, and you stay in the presence. Have a God-blessed day in the Lord.
I know there are things too hard to bear. You got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared, 'cause there's no remedy but prayer. But worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through the fire. You gotta press through the pain. You're gonna live past the moon. The sun will shine through the rain. All of the worst is behind you. So put a smile on your face, 'cause you're gonna make it. Yeah, you're gonna make it. Make it through the day.
Friends, friends,
you who you are. So you gotta prove.